USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Russian authorities said on Saturday 29 people had died from alcohol poisoning this week in a region near Kazakhstan after consuming locally produced spirits that contained methanol. The Interior Ministry said it had seized liquids containing alcohol from warehouses and stores in the region and found many of them contained methanol, which is toxic. The White House on Wednesday announced a $1 billion investment in at-home rapid coronavirus tests that it said would help quadruple their availability by later this year. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
And we're also working to ensure that these tests, in addition to making them more available so you go to CVS or Walmart or wherever to get them, we've been working hard to make sure they are accessible and available in pharmacies, in community centers, in schools.
This is USA Radio News.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body, the MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts, including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
Several top members of the Biden administration were in Mexico City on Friday for a meeting with Mexican officials regarding security along the U.S.-Mexico border, but Vice President Kamala Harris wasn't among them. Here's Brandon Judd from the National Border Patrol Council on Fox News.
When you look at enforcement at the border, this administration is a complete dumpster fire. It really doesn't care what's coming across our borders, and that concerns me because we want to go after the criminality on the border. We want to go after the drugs that are flowing into the United States.
Attending Friday's high-level talks in Mexico's capital were Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. An international deal setting a global minimum corporate tax level could mean Facebook will pay more tax, the world's largest digital social network said on Friday. Facebook has long called for reform of the global tax rules. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More questions about President Biden's health after some public appearances Friday.
President Biden's speeches Friday marked by coughing and a case of sniffles.
100,000 jobs a month. The American Rescue Plan, which we passed shortly after I was elected, we've taken our foot off the gas. And the world has taken notice.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked about it at the end of Friday's press briefing.
Is he all right?
He's doing great.
Thanks.
He's got some allergies.
This is not the first time Biden has faced questions about his health due to frequent coughing. The New York Post reporting these questions go back to 2019 before he was elected. At that time, his doctor blamed it on stomach acid reflux. In 2020, Biden blamed it on a cold. The Post points out that the 78-year-old has yet to release the results of his annual physical exam. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Paul Mirsky, Executive Vice President for the Independent Community Bankers of America, told NDT's The Nation Speaks program that President Biden's proposed bank account reporting law being drawn up is a violation of America's financial privacy and is a costly regulatory burden on financial institutions. The last thing we need is everyone's financial account information being turned over to the IRS in a massive dragnet. Mirsky is referring to the Treasury Department's proposed plan to require financial services companies to track and submit inflows and outflows from every bank account above a minimum threshold of $600 during a year to the Internal Revenue Service. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.